Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. We back!
Honor.
Oh, nigga, please. Yeah, because you're 98 years. 98
68,000 years old. Nigga, looking like you're 100 looks great.
Ammonia free. I see you got the good stuff.
No, let me explain to you.
Let me explain to you
where the tragedy went wrong. Okay.
Black Ken, is there like are there very
dogs? That was supposed to be so black it was Negro. Okay.
So there's like black one and black two.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's
all
like
right.
It goes black like that little white bitch, Rachel Dolezal. You know, Rachel Dolezal black. Black. That's like the lightest one. You know what I'm saying? And then it's got, like, you know what I'm saying, Oprah Black, and then it's got, you know what I'm saying, Jimmy Walker Black, and then it's got, and then it's got Seal Black. Seal so black, his face cracked. You know, that's just crazy. But anyway, so I go get myself a haircut. I'm getting more situated for the trip because I got my shit has to be right. You know what I'm saying? It has to be right. I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to travel with a firearm this time. You know what I'm saying? I got to be right. My shit's got to be quick, ready to go. In case I got to run. In case I got to go. You never know. I might have to take flight.
An airport situation.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially harder.
You never know. You never know. And I need to be able to just grab my shit and run. So I got me a brand new suitcase and all that shit.
Oh, boy.
So I get my hair kind of go wash up, and I'm like, babe, I need you to dye my hair. So right off the bat, I could just hear the negative comments. So the shit under the breath. So, oh, you're just going to go out of town because you get your fucking head. So you're trying to get all fat. Are you going out of town? Like, yeah. Yeah. Would you want to make it look like a piece of shit going out of town? Really?
He doesn't spruce up for you, Penny.
Never.
Oh, stop.
That hair dye has been in this house for almost a year.
Yeah, that's true. The hair dye has been in the house for a year. So, but I'm going out of town. I haven't gone out of town. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
As
you
much
know what?
As I go out of town, maybe I could come home and
you
get out his hair
on. Wait a second.
Right.
You say, no. Are you saying I never made it when you get your nails done? Why you got a thing to get your hair done someplace else? For real? I never put you down like that.
I'm not talking about that.
So you got spruced up.
Marijuana card, but this is much better.
No.
Did I tell you
I have found a legal way to get medical marijuana delivered to your front door? Did I talk to you? No, Steve wasn't here last time.
Like,
right,
pulled in.
Oh, that's right. All right. Told you.
Last 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, legal marijuana delivered by mail, people. I can't stop stressing. I stopped two cops yesterday to tell me the same thing. Did you know this is getting mail? These niggas looked at me. I was like, I'm going to do this. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, just remember, you think I should deliver to the crib, nigga. To the crib.
Protect the
postage. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, start checking that fucking mailbox. Go lay back. Go lay down.
He's
horrible. He's a horrible
one.
I'm a horrible one, right? That's what it is.
There you go.
I'm the animal. That's what it is.
I don't hear anybody get stupid.
No. I hear Penny real quiet. Like, monkey motherfucker. Like, man, I'm just trying to be. I'm about to go see Wayne Lapierre, nigga. I'm about to be in the same vicinity as Donald Trump. Nigga, don't you think?
Well, I'm that. Comes up to West Palm Beach every
I know, week. He was just there.
Yeah. I'm Trump. That's no blame to me.
Listen, what you stop?
Who's LaPierre?
Wayne LaPierre, that's the president of the fucking of the NRA. Come on, nigga. Come on, nigga. You don't know who Wayne LaPierre? Ted Nugent? Ted, you're about to get that.
Why am I getting
upset? Because you know that man passed away.
Oh.
Don't be disrespectful.
I'm not. I didn't know.
No, you knew that. You knew that, you old bastard. You knew it.
They didn't stuff
him
and
prop
him up.
What a fuck.
That was good.
Come on now. You're going to talk about a dude like that? You're going to talk about that dude
come on,
like
that? That was funny.
That was
on,
just
we
wrong.
We know you, Butters.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, we don't do that kind of stuff on this show, do we?
No, we only stuff. We stuff rolling papers, Phillies. We don't stuff people. Let alone an icon, okay? From my cold dead hands. Okay. Well, you got to be disrespectful. Talk shit about him. You stop him too. You don't have to stop anything. That wasn't good enough. It wasn't funny. It was weird.
It funny. So, have you done any other research other than your, like, when you're up there doing something else, like finding an interesting place to go eat or
Well, that's what I got Mike meeting up with me over there for. Mike's the king connoisseur of food.
Okay.
Mike is the type of dude who has a goddamn book that him and Raquel put together.
Uh-huh.
Of everywhere they go, where the best places to eat are, or the famous spots.
Oh, nice.
To go so they can go. So Mike is the one that'll put me on to that.
Okay.
Then I got another one of my homeboys is out there, and what he does, he puts together nightclubs.
Yeah.
Like evenings. There's little, nightclub evenings. So I'm going to try to go there.
I have a really important question.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be up there for how long?
Friday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm. What about sleep?
That's the problem. Well, that would be one of the reasons why I want to go and head there before Mike.
Yeah.
So that I could walk the streets and ask a couple of cops.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, officer.
Yeah. If you wanted to buy some bud.
Yeah, if you wanted to come out here and wanted to buy some good marijuana. I'm a bullshit nigga shit. Not that filthy truck nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? The shit that nigga trying to beat you with. I don't want to beat you with. I don't want this. I want some shit. A real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying?
I got a suggestion for you. Ride MARTA, the mass transit, and you'll probably find something there.
Well, Speaking of this, and this is the honest truth. I was thinking that I might do some traveling, looking around, right? I was thinking that before I leave, I should order me some of that concealed carry insurance because I have to shoot them. You know what I'm saying?
I got a great story for you. A friend of mine is in Atlanta for a convention, and some of the guys that he was at the convention with had set up another individual that they all know. Okay. And they had told him to get to the where they needed to be to take Martha. So the guy gets on this Martha and sits down. All of a sudden, about four or five black dudes around, young black dudes. And I guess our super predators. And all of a sudden, a cop gets on, a female officer. And she sees what's going on. And she walks down and sits next to this gentleman. And as she does, she flips the lock off of her holster, opens it up, and says, sir, what are you doing on this morning? And he says, well, my friends told me this is how I get to whatever the convention center. She said, sir, they are no friends of yours.
So did they plan on being at the end of this laughing at you?
Yeah, right.
These niggas wasn't no big, no good niggas. And nigga, look at me, nigga, look at me. I'm a cop. And I got this shit flipped over because these niggas here. Nigga, listen here, nigga, listen here. You might be white and you might think you're right, but I'm just going to be real polite and tell you, you need to get out of sight. Okay? All right?
They are no friends of yours. So there you go. If you need some bud, right, Mark?
So did he tell you? Did he tell you that he sharded or what? Did he tell you he pinched the load out or what? A little less? Because you know, you ain't gonna tell a story like that and be like, yo, nigga, did you
come away clean?
Like, nigga, did you pinch a load? Did you pinch a load?
You don't come away clean.
I see them. You're my boy, so I'm going to let you see them before we do a show. I'm going to let you get a hit. I worked in a shovel with my ass. I can get the airline, but you know, the whole thought of shoving some of my ass just ruined it. I was like, fuck it. That shit won't get too much. I don't know much about this. Say hello to my friend.
Hey, keep it for the rest of the weekend. Here you go. You can have it when you get home.
Alright, so let's get into some stuff, right? Because we gotta stop this.
Oh, we're not getting into stuff.
Yeah,
I got marijuana I wanted to stuff.
Alright, but can I just say one thing? We have to stop promoting this young Negroes are super predators stories, okay?
They're so entertaining.
How do you know those five more niggas wasn't going to just escort him to the
right.
spot? You know what I'm saying?
Make sure he got there safely.
Yeah. How do you know those niggas wasn't guardian angels?
They're right there.
You know, in New York, the guardian angels used to be black, Hispanic, whatever. They go on the bus and went on the train, and motherfuckers used to go with bandanas. They look like blood, but they were official niggas.
Honorary diplomats.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, you jump to conclusions.
Yeah.
You jump to conclusions. You stereotype. And you don't even know if they was all five young men. Some of those niggas could have been gender neutral, or, you know, gender queer, or bi-gender, or who dear render. You know, you never know what they could have been. Just because they look like males, you can't assume.
Yeah.
You know, in this world now.
What was that rap song you had about that guy?
Sad?
Yeah, super sad?
Yeah,
right. That was funny. That was so funny.
He wants it. That's scary. Big muscular black nigga talking about he wants it.
And then he needed it. And turned him out.
Like, yo, dog. How you know he wasn't just looking for weed, nigga? He wasn't looking for dick. Apparently. Well, on that version of his version, dude was looking for this. all I'm doing was screaming no the whole time and getting choked up. It still was, you know, it was still love. All right, speaking of some homo shit.
What about
the
marijuana news?
Can we
do
a follow-up homo
shit with homo shit that I don't
see from this?
We want to stay related.
Because we don't want to be related to the topic. Aaron Hernandez, you heard about that?
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did. Aaron was home to me and saying, oh,
yeah.
Oh, I did. You know, I watched him, his little ass cheeks went around the field so many times. Who knew he was a queer?
What?
You didn't know he was a queer?
Well, I heard he hung himself.
Oh, no. Hold up. Smoke up.
Yo, it's got to be 420 somewhere, 620 and Emerald Triangle, and that got to be Jerusalem, 420 in the morning in Jerusalem, Moscow, 420, so
hey,
what else?
We've never done. Where is it 420 right
you,
now?
You know why this nigga's giving us the information about Moscow, because nigga, we're about to get nuked. You better find out what time and what zone we can get to.
Yeah, it's 4:20 in the morning over there, so hopefully they're cool right now.
Yeah, no, for an hour or so.
Yeah, just hopefully they're cool right now. Can I hear you?
Did you hear what I was getting ready to start talking about? The Aaron Hernandez hanging himself?
Not really, but go ahead.
All right, you remember the football player, Aaron Hernandez, who got brought up on charges of murder.
I'm trying to get you on speaker here. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I got you. I can hear you clear. All right, so check it out.
All right, then.
We were talking about Aaron Hernandez because he hung himself in prison. That was the ex-NFL star who got caught.
The two murder charges, but there was one before he didn't.
Okay. So it was the best friend that recently died. He did that. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be a blood. He's supposed to be a little gang member, a thug nigga. He was, you know, banging and slanging here in South Florida when he was going to college and all that. But nobody really realized that his idea was banging and slanging was getting dick up his ass. You know what I'm saying? And slanging that nut from his nose piece to his ass piece. I don't know. Because the nigga hung himself. First of all, check this out. Now, I was watching, because there's a real nigga on YouTube, Big Herc, and he does this shit called Fresh Out, and he had got out of prison doing for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And what he does is he kind of counts those niggas getting ready to get locked and tells them how they can survive in prison or whatever. So, you know, he does this stream of videos about that shit, and he did a podcast discussing this Aaron Hernandez shit. And he was like, "Yo, dog, let me explain something to you. The prison cells are nothing like what we see on TV." They're not bars and windows and shit. It's a fucking walled room, a walled room. He's like, I'm trying to get in my head, where the fuck did he hang anything to? Because the light that pipes into the wall, the ceiling, so you can't, like, rack and hang it on the wall. He's like, what, the doorknob? Supposedly, they said that he had lotion and soap all over the floors, so that way he couldn't get himself back up. Yeah. But he still was like, nigga, there's not a handle on the door. You don't have a handle on the fucking prison door. You
know what? I don't know if he threw himself from the top of the door or if there was a window that's
open. And this is what he was talking about. Because he was like, yo, the guy, I've been to a couple of different prisons.
Yeah.
He was like, it didn't
whoa.
Yeah.
I don't recall anything you can hang shit to. He's like, never commit suicide yet. They jump from the chair, they do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He's like, they're going to hang themselves. And they write three letters. He wrote one to his fiance,
yeah,
one to his daughter, and one to his prison books.
can't comment on
that. No, well, you have to hold it. You have to hold it. Because even though, all right, and this is what the whole thing is all about, man. Because everybody's saying that the reason these niggas got killed, his boys got killed recently, is because these boys probably had real information. They didn't stop them.
Oh.
And he tried to stop that. You know what I'm saying? And niggas was like, you know, he's a gang member. So if he's in prison and he's fucking and fucking, he's going to be a target because the niggas that are in his gang, that he's a blood. And bloods are moved worldwide on this place. I mean, they're fucking up. You know what I'm saying? And so when he's in there fucking and sucking a nigga in prison, any blood member that knows is going to kill him because he's a blood. He's wrecking their sex. You know what I'm saying?
They don't allow faggots in their little.
They do. Clip. They allow them. Oh, yeah. But, sir, they will not be sporting the colors of the red, white, and north middle.
Well, that's
great. That's okay. Their flag color is duty brown. Okay? They get a brown flag color.
Oh.
They get a nice brown flag color for their shit. So they can know that they're all about the booty. All right? Now, so some niggas was trying to Skype in talking about, yo, that nigga was at least a real nigga. He did that sure would get the millions from. Shot caller when he was a butt-rumping baller. What a nasty motherfucker.
Well, I think a lot of times those athletes get it in their head that they can do anything and not get in trouble. Because in high school and college, you know, they are protected because they are an asset. They can bring money into the system.
But ultimately, that's their own fucking downfall.
Absolutely.
Just because you know, and this is what I say to McNulty. Just because you know you can go out to the street and sell some weed. Go out the street. Sell $500 weed and come back to the house and be like, yo, man, I can make 500 cents. Doesn't mean that you can do it every fucking day. Because eventually you're going to get caught. But niggas is stupid. Like, God, nigga, that's my job. I got to do it every day. All right, so then you're looking to get caught. Don't bitch and moan about getting caught when you get caught, motherfucker. You know, that's the bullshit to be like, yo, they didn't have to grab me up. Why not? You're doing that, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You're doing dirt. Ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit. You want a motherfucker cry like, oh, but they didn't have to hurt me. Yeah. Well, nigga, you couldn't get through your sick ass self. You ain't supposed to do this. Back in the day, they used to be able to explain that shit quite properly. You beat a nigga in the head with the Billy Club while you was explaining it. I told your monkey ass, you can't be out here. Don't do again. Do you understand?
A listening stick.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you listen?
Yeah. And then got that shit. They was like, yeah.
Called
him a tongue. But right now, these little kids, they being raised by assholes that think, yeah, nobody can tell me shit. Well, then, you see, that's the real reason why murder has gone up in this country. Because ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit. You walking around acting like, ah, fuck that, they can't tell me nothing. Then if there's no civil conversation, we can't go to a mutual agreement, then that means that we need to impose our wills. And if you think your will is strong just because you're running around talking about, I ain't got to explain shit to nobody, then you're going to find out real quick.
Oh, yeah, he's got to answer to Bill Belichick.
I don't know, but let me just tell you something. If you want some faggot shit, nigga, nowadays, the shit is not even fucking frowned upon anymore. I remember back in the day, nigga, if you was a fag, niggas would be like, this fag, nigga, you can't play with us, can't be in locker rooms with us, whatever. At least nowadays, they'd be like, oh, this nigga's a fag, they clap you in your ass, hey, fruity, you know what I'm saying? Let you pack peep on them, you know what I'm saying? You know how you want to just. They let you cock game, nigga, you know what I'm saying? But you want to act like you don't want to cock game. No, nigga, I don't gaze at the cock, nigga. Don't say I made pink out of this shit. Well, I ain't gazing, nigga. I mean, pink it for, nigga.
Who cares?
Nigga. I ain't wore my mouth for a little bit saying that shit, none, nigga, but I took a little peeky peek, you know what I'm saying? Come on, nigga. Just be 100, nigga. That's the problem. That's why you gotta go out there and kill yourself and then leave your door to X amount of millions of money. Like, first of all, let's be 100% for real, okay? That money is in care of the girl's mother, which we all fucking know these bitches ain't shit. That money may not even make it to when this little girl hit puberty. Okay? Bitches ain't shit. They get money from their baby daddy, and they fucking start, let me get a car big enough so we can take trips, and let me get this, and let me get that. But this is for us, baby. I'm going to go get my nails and my hair done so that mommy looks good while she's with you.
Well, that's important, right?
Yeah, listen. I haven't met one woman, that had money coming in from a baby's back that has made herself or helped herself get up or elevate herself with that money. Not one. Never. You ever heard of one? Ever? Never.
I never had money coming in from a baby's daddy. That's not true. I'll take it back. Because I got Social Security.
Mm-hmm. And what you do with it? Mm-hmm. Bullshit. I use different brands. That's, you know what? That money was extra money. It was supposed to actually just be saved. The nigga was dead. So that little bit of money that came in was not supposed to be touched. It was like frozen until she got older and it was a lump sum. And he even maybe fucking invested as a lump sum. But no, a bum bitch would go and be like, I used it on my kid to feed her. Bitch, you're alive. Why can't you feed the fucking bitch yourself? The nigga's dead. He can't get nothing extra, you bum bitch. You couldn't do it.
Well,
you
well,
fucking
let me back up a little bit and just let you know that when someone dies and you get an SSI, it's based on what they paid in. Because he was so young when he died.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck if it was 35 cents a week. If it was 35 cents a week, accumulate that bitch for 18 years. A 35 cents a week times 18 years. You tell me how much that is, bitch. Tell me how much that is. You don't know because she's like, it got spent.
In Orlando, like Disneyland. Jesus Christ.
Nigga, what do you mean Disneyland? You fucking deadbeat dad? Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Lydia?
If you're talking about deadbeat dads and deadbeat moms, my story goes right into that.
Well, finish your other story. You said he was so young.
Because
he
was so
right.
young, and 90% of his job was paid under the table, I got peanuts.
How much was peanuts?
I started at $170 a month.
Okay.
When Brandy turned 18.
Which was 1,200 and how much?
When Brandy turned 18, I was up to $231 a month.
But up to, when did it change? When did it change to $230 a month?
Huh?
When did it change to $231 a month?
It went up like.
So you got $170 a month times 12 months, which was $2,040 for the year. And then you had that, let's say you started getting that win. How old was she? She didn't make the nigga. So, like, so let's just say up to about 10.
No, 18 years.
When it was, that's when it changed to 200, did it change?
No, it
each
went
year,
up about $5 or $10. Yeah, yeah. It would go up annually.
Well, I'm trying to
why
go.
Don't you just figure out the minimum here?
All right, so let's do that 2040 times 10 years. Wait, no, 10 years plus, which is 20,400 for 10 years. For 10 years old, she would have had 20 G's in the bank.
No, you know why, Anthony? Because Social Security, you cannot save the money. You have to be used on the child or else it gets cut off. It's not something that can be put away for
the
child.
You could have took that money out, spent some of that money and out of your check, replaced it and put it into the bank. Nigga, I'm saying the truth. Don't give me bullshit stories. There would have been a way to accumulate that money for your daughter's 18th birthday at 10 years old, 20. If I go another 20,400, let's clear that, right? Then we're going to go 200 and how much is that?
231.
We'll do that for a year.
I have six more guns.
231 for a year. 231. Times 12 equals times 8 years would have been 22,176. So little girl would have had about 45 G's when she was 18 years old.
Okay, so you know what the little girl has at 18 years old?
What?
She's got a piece of property with a house on it that's valued at $250,000 in her name.
There you go.
But that had nothing to do with it.
Yes,
no, 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 no.
Still not.
Because
she
didn't get money to pay bills too.
She good.
No.
She good.
No. See, but this is what I'm trying to say. Right off the bat, it's not like she's not getting no motherfucker. This fucking leak came from her fucking daddy's dead fucking sweat and tears. It was her fucking kid. All right? Hey, wasn't yours. It should not have been touched. Same thing I'm saying is because when I fucking die, whoever the fuck is around, don't touch that fucking money.
We're sending it.
This is what I'm saying.
We're
this is all right in the back.
We're selling all the guns, all this fucking bullet making bullshit.
Oh, no. No.
Don't make me blow you out and have a restraining order. Can I let you back in the place before I come? Okay? Don't do it to yourself, please.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, 50 fucking G's. Her daughter could have walked out of the house at 18 years old with 50 G's in her pocket.
Yeah,
you and me will hide. Get out of here. Yeah, Baden
and I'll go hide.
Yo, Smokey, am I fucking wrong? You're a dad. If fucking K-Mac Radio gave your son $17 a week, you'd want that $17 a week to stay to accumulate to as much as it could to the minute he can take it out, right or wrong?
Hey, I pay my child support every month, and I still spend more. So, it is what it is.
What I'm saying is, we're talking about in the event of your death, whatever money comes to your son, or supposed to be, you don't want his mother to use it. You want it to all accumulate for his ass. Right or wrong?
Now,
you're about to get laid up.
Do you have any money put away for your daughter?
No. Not
do I have money put away for my son? No, I don't.
But I got a means for her to make as much money as she wants. You know what I'm saying? I have given my daughter a down to all father.
Yeah.
Oh, we couldn't have recorded this? Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to take that check.
I put her behind revolvers. I put her behind some shotguns. I'm getting her ready for earning a living.
Is she going to be a mercenary?
No. She got to be. She could be a neighborhood cleanup person. You could be a neighborhood cleaner.
The cleaner. Let's go see the cleaner.
You can see that there's some neighborhood niggas fucking around people, and you can go talk to them and be like, listen, I can protect you.
Let's go see the cleaner.
I can protect you. Those are two guns and a skeleton. And that says the Second Amendment.
Let me get you killed. Hey, that's a good one. Hey, I made it funny, Mr. Rock.
You know, I laugh at you motherfuckers. I talk that shit about. You need no gun. I don't need no gun. I can't wait to see one of these fucking protests break out close by us. So when the motherfuckers start really scaring niggas, they be like, yo, love, can I come see you now? I'm going to come to your house. No, don't come to my house. I've already boarded the doors, nigga. They'll be stuck outside the front. They're all out there running around. But that ain't with that shit. All right, so, Penny, you want to give us your weed news?
Oh, yeah.
So, we're talking about deadbeat dads and deadbeat moms.
Deadbeat parents, okay.
Someone close to us.
To us? Personally?
Personally.
Oh, shit.
Reposted this asinine thing.
Oh, just reposted. I thought you were saying someone close to us was a piece of shit. Well, we try not to assume.
It is a story about mothers that breastfeed and smoke marijuana.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So this person is saying that they went and bought marijuana home tests, which they probably got at the fucking dollar store, which don't even work. Okay.
How do you know? We haven't
what's a marijuana home test?
It's a pizza.
It's a pizza. And it'll tell you if you have THC in your urine. So they did this home marijuana test. They're smoking pot and they're feeding their baby breast milk. And they're smoking pot. So they give the baby the home marijuana urine test too. And it comes up negative. They test the breast milk for THC and it comes up negative. But yet her pee test comes up positive. So she's up here preaching that it's just wonderful to smoke marijuana while you breastfeed.
She was you should have said it is wonderful to smoke marijuana while you breastfeed, but it's even better to take a line of some coke while you're doing it.
So my response to this article was, You must be fucking joking. A responsible mother would not do any type of a drug. If you choose to be a mother, then choose to be drug-free for the sake of your child. If you need to do drugs, don't become a mother.
I don't agree with that.
Why don't you?
Well,
it could have been high while she got pregnant. And, you know what I'm saying, she could have been high when she went to go do the abortion. She could have been high the whole time.
I can tell you from watching two family members reborn with addiction to marijuana that anybody who smokes pot while they're pregnant or breastfeeding is a total fucking moron.
All right, but, you know, that's your opinion.
It is my opinion. And I have grounds to speak my opinion because I've seen babies go through it.
Go through what?
Yeah, I can.
What they fucking go through? They go through
drugs because they didn't have the
pot?
Yeah.
The fuck out of here. Don't make me throw you off of my show with this bullshit.
Okay.
Talking about that they went through with that means these motherfuckers were doing more than pot. Don't get any bullshit, bro. They were doing crystal meth or some shit like that.
How do I know?
Well, I mean,
they sat there and trembled and cried.
But you know that's marijuana related and not something
else.
From what they told us, it was marijuana.
This is a fucking crackhead. You're going to tell me. Shit, you know what it was? The bitch for 10 years smoked crack, and then the month she got pregnant started smoking weed, so she was a pothead.
I had a nurse at me in the Canadian hospital. If I had gone through withdrawal symptoms because I had to smoke marijuana and whatever, 2 weeks. And I said, well, I really wouldn't be able to tell because you guys have kept me pumped up with, you know, when I wanted a sleeping pill, you were happy to give it to me. And though I didn't ask for that very often, obviously they were giving me pain medicine after the procedure. And so I said, I really don't get a lot of sleep around here anyways, just because of what's going on. So I go, and I, you know, you've talked to me. I haven't been irritable in any kind of way. And there was only one episode I got irritable in. And they even offered me something for that. I don't know what she was going to. You know, a happy pill or something. I don't know what she was going to give me.
Let me tell you this. When Mr. Live here don't have weed for me, he goes through withdrawal. Because he is the most irritable fuck there is.
Well, I have a friend that has said that very same thing. That he has sleeplessness. Irritability. But you know what? I think you could say the same thing about cigarettes. You can say the same thing about caffeine. You can say the same thing about whatever. Fried eggs. If you have fried eggs every day of your whole life, then all of a sudden you don't have them. So, I think it's fairly
general. My thing is, if I don't have these and you're sucking my dick, you won't find your irritability.
I'd be all nice and cold.
But if you're sucking my dick, why shouldn't I be irritable? Why are you around me?
You got your answer there, Betty.
Okay.
How to cure that irritability.
Then you don't got to be around me. Then I'll be cool. You wouldn't even notice if I'm irritable or not.
To be asleep, take a nap.
I'm just throwing that out there for the fellas that smoke.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Your woman be like, yo, you're irritable back there. But you sucking my dick. You probably keep a jolly as nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Be asleep with a big smile on his face.
He's a happy motherfucker. You wouldn't even see a grumpy nigga. Bitch is like, you're a grumpy motherfucker. Well, bitch, my dick is dry. Suck it. Maybe he wouldn't be so grumpy. I'd be fucking happy. I'd be the other door. I'd be fucking happy, bitch. Yeah.
All right, now we got the answer to irritability.
So, you can take any drug if you get any dick. I don't give a fuck if you're a dope fiend, my nigga. And trust me, I've seen dope fiends when I got locked up once. These niggas, they cry. Them niggas, yeah. You know, nigga, I couldn't stop making jokes about this nigga. The nigga must have hated me. But I was just proud of this motherfucker. Because my nigga, you can hear the nigga was sobbing. And, I was crying over this nigga. Like, yo, for real, nigga? You crying? Nigga, you crying like you just broke up with a bitch. My stomach, dog. I don't give a fuck about your stomach, motherfucker. Go to sleep, bitch.
Oh.
That shit. But if a bitch was sucking that nigga dick, you wouldn't hear. You wouldn't be doing that shit. I think you would be like,
Well,
listen, you know what? When you said that, what just went to my head? What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
We love.
Grab a man by the dick and start making love to it, girl. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we got all this tension right now. Kim Jong-un got all these missiles pointed up. Trump got all these missiles pointed up. Why don't some asses come out to the beach? And I thought, you know, those missiles would be like, hold on. I play how those North Korean soldiers would be like, I am going to go AWOL. I'm going AWOL to this woman to go raw dog. I'm going AWOL. Okay? Smokey, you gotta back me up, bro, when I say shit like this. Because people just laugh. And Steve's one of those, Steve's like one of those, how do you say, moderates. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he's in the middle type nigga. He want to be loved by everybody and shit.
You live in fantasy land.
If I'm a trap, nigga, if you see the trap, tell a bitch, suck that man's dick, let me see if your attitude changes. Check it out. Try one of that nigga. Spend some money and find out. See what happens. I'm just telling you. A nigga can walk with a skip in his step. You know what I'm saying?
Once a year.
That's the reason why men, the niggas that are really married like that, yeah, that go to that, they have they better.
It's like your birthday special or something, you know, Christmas gift or something.
It's horrible.
Once a year.
That's why niggas always fucking their babysitters.
Yeah, right. It's the first thing they'll do.
Yes, I appreciate the tip for you, tip of this day. You go. Hey, babe, did you pay the baby for it? Yeah, I threw that tip. Okay. How much?
All of it.
God, you sound like a podiatrist.
Just a little something. You know, just a little something. I split a little five, you know what I'm saying? Maybe five or ten. I split it in maybe ten.
So what else is happening?
What else is going on? I'm going to tell you what else is going on. I write down the news. You know a nigga like me. We're going to World War III. I'm just telling you, motherfuckers, get ready. We are going to rock. Make that talk. Listen, we're going to war, nigga. Get ready, okay?
We got
a trade war developing with Canada where Trump right now is putting a tariff on lumber coming from Canada. Which is gonna make some shit.
I was gonna say that shit's already too expensive.
It's gonna make it more expensive.
Yeah.
And he's already tweeting about milk, dairy products coming from there. They charge it too much. So y'all motherfuckers wanted to make $15 an hour, and you wasn't able to feed your kids, get ready. And then they're saying on these our videos that Walmart is tasting their milk. This is the only milk we're going to be able to afford. This is the Walmart milk. So, and they're getting that from fucking runaway immigrants that are fucking knocked up in the back of the Walmart spatula with fucking suction cups and hoses to their nipples, sucking their milk out and drinking.
So what is Walmart doing to the middle?
I forgot it's not cleaning it correctly. You know, rat shit and all kinds of stuff gets in that milk. And when they, because when Mike was working in on the crop, he was telling me about it, pasteurizing shit, like the shit they do, that's what cleans it out. And, you know, they filter it out and all that shit. But then, you know, then rats in the milk and all kinds of shit. It's a series of fucking, because in the garden plant, you're not getting the milk straight from the cow. You're getting that milk transported and brought over to you, and it's over to the machines to have it sorted, filtered, and all that shit. And so all kind of shit is getting through these barrels and drums or whatever. So really, milk is a filthy fucking thing. You don't really know what's in it. So what they're talking about, all the Walmart milk is dirty, it's got some stuff, it's kind of chemicals or whatever, they're not doing it. It's a straight up polyamine. That's it. But with that in mind, I just want to say that, you know, Donald Trump did another executive order.
You know, I saw a thing the other day about the past presidents and how many executive orders by the 100th day they had done. And he is at 28 right now. I think the closest one, the next closest one to him was Obama with 18 executive orders. Everybody else is lower than that.
Well, I believe the reason he's doing that is he's not getting no help.
Well, I understand why he does it. Yeah, I'm not arguing that he shouldn't do it or anything. I'm just stating a fact.
I don't have some issues with the guy, but this last one that he just signed was a cause for a review on the federal land rights. You know, they did that. Only a lot of land. What the fuck is the government buying? You know what I'm saying? It's our fucking country. The land is what we see. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I don't know if that's the reason why he's doing it, but I know that he's going to go back and review all that shit. He's probably going back and review because he built some fucking malls and shit out there. So this is where, like, the Bundy Ranch, where they had their cattle grazing and all that, the cattle grazing, a lot of that land is all the land that they're doing up. So with that land, let's say they're building that land, that'll be way less grazing space for them to fucking hurt. I also was hearing something about people, I forgot where I was listening to, but they said something about people start getting more serious about animal shit.
Why do you gotta worry about animals' rights?
Because animals come before Americans. And then after animals comes Muslims. Then after Muslims comes black people. This is your hierarchy. Things have changed things. The white man is no longer the top of the totem pole.
What?
You are the fucking.
Hey, what?
You are now on the foot. You are under. You cracking the 6 feet down underneath the soil of feet of the immigrants. I'm telling you right now.
I'm shocked.
I'm telling you right now that it's almost a crime to be born white. Listen, I'm telling you, you think it's a joke. What's going to happen one day? Your daughter's going to have a kid. You're going to be in the hospital. And you're going to be there. And, oh, I'm going to see my grandson. Grandson's going to come out. Kick it. You're going to throw his little ass on the floor. Cuff him. And drag his little ass out, placenta and all. You know what I'm saying? Why? You'd be like, what the fuck? But he's white! He's white, damn it!
Let's hope he's white. All white.
Somebody come out black. And he'd be like, no! That can't be his. It can't be my grandson. What am I going to call him? Malik. I won't call that motherfucker nothing.
Right.
I'll call him a ship number 4200.
Half breed.
No, that's already taken my pennies. Right, baby?
Watch it. Mr. Lyon, this is scaring me. Your screens keep going blank.
Have a seat,
my weak heart.
Have a seat, honey.
Oh.
I'm not messing around. I'm going to shoot the children.
I see.
Fucking government.
Oh, Smoke, let me ask you, how you feeling?
I'm feeling much better.
Good stuff.
Feeling all pretty and all that shit, you know? Just, hey!
You almost ready to get some game around or what?
You know what's up, dog? It's time to get back out there and say, what's up?
Mm-hmm. You know, you got the scars now. You can always be like, I got shot, Mato. I got shot. Come here, Esa. Come here.
Yeah.
Come
here. Hina. Hina. You know what I'm saying? Another battle score. You don't know what
Hina is? Smokey, tell me what the Hina is.
The Hinas? The nice chulas. The muchachas.
Yay! Come on, Vato. You better start getting it. I don't know
what chulas.
Oh my God, he don't know. He don't know, homes. You're gonna have to get really. You're gonna have to get Bob Ross for him and paint a picture. Go lay down.
Yeah.
Go lay down.
Don't feel big and powerful, then there's no strength.
I should have called him Henry. What is it now?
Just slow team. I'm slow.
The big Harvey. Harvey. I'm not going to call him Harvey. Hey, Harvey. Come on, Harv. All right, so tomorrow I'm leaving town. I'm going to NRAM, the NRA annual meeting. I'm going to go meet everybody over there. I'm going to meet Ray LaPierre. I'm going to go see our president. I'm going to go see Cully O'Neill, Iraq veteran 8888. I'm going to see fucking everybody who's going to be out there. I'm pretty sure Suchu about to be out there. who else? 22 Prince. I'm about to see all those niggas out there.
Like, oh,
my
friends,
you know, like, yo, dog, take this out.
Niggas with guns? Oh, good.
Because y'all niggas, I done got all these damn guns, y'all. Y'all niggas is fine for me with another one. You know what I'm saying?
You won't be able to get far enough away from me, man.
And,
we can't. There's not an alert.
Like I said, I done younged up. I done younged up for the trip. So I'm all younged up. We should maybe come out and do some push-ups. You know what I'm saying? Get my shit tight. Get my shit tight. You know what I'm saying?
That
is more than perfect. I'll do a couple squats. You know what I'm saying? Do some lunges and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
come do those lunges in the bedroom.
No.
Oh, there you go.
How about I'm lunging my ass out here? Yeah. I ain't lunging around you.
Is that what's going to happen tonight? We're going to drain him for the trip.
That's what you should do. Because if not, I'm going to have too much energy.
I'm going to be
looking to the window. The stewardess is like, hey, boo, my baby girl didn't bring me well. Can you help me? Would you mind me giving you a snack of some peanuts?
There's an old Doors song called Do It Two Times, Baby. And it's he's leaving town, so she does it to him twice.
No.
So, yeah.
That way he can be good when he gets the pound.
You know what
I'm saying? Because if not, I'm going to have to post on Facebook. Your boy Ed Line is about to savage me. I'm singing it.
Smoke, I'm going to come on your show and sing that too.
you'd have to go outside and have to sing that outside, Smokey. I don't think that radio is going to want to have his voice.
Come on. It's a classic. The Doors.
That's like weed, nigga. You got to go outside for that.
Jim Morrison and the Doors.
Jim Morrison. Yeah. Hey, Don.
Two times, baby. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
an overdose.
All right, so what else is going on? Anything else going on this weekend besides me going to Atlanta, going to get ready to go act the fool?
Let's get out of here.
Michael,
go to bed.
Smoke, you got anything going on this weekend?
Yeah, I've got to do a couple sets at the Mendadope Show coming up this weekend up here in Willips, the Shawnee Key Pub, tomorrow night and Saturday at, after the garden show. They're going to have a 420 safety meeting, secret area, probably right up the street. And McCarty's Bar, they got a nice open outdoor session area. You can go out there and smoke, chill, and get down again and get back into the mix and back to the grind, man. Do some more parties. Got new subs. It's time to get down. You know, I got to pay for them motherfuckers. Come on! That's it. Back to the radio station tomorrow. Saturday night, I got to take off because I'm getting paid. So you know how that works. Money first.
Yes, sir.
That's it. But much love to you guys. I'll holler at you guys next Thursday. Sending smoke signals from the West Coast. Catch you out tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. on www.kmecradio.org. And I'll see you guys following Saturday. But yeah, send us some smoke signals. Dabba dabba do. And peace and love. I hope you don't have to. And if we have this last war, hey, may everybody be safe. Boom.
No doubt. Hey, so, Stevie, you want to say goodbye?
Yes, I do. Thanks. It's nice coming tonight. I appreciate good time. Thanks.
We always love to have you.
Thanks, Benny. Joe, always good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
And good night.
The show is always fun when I have Steve or Smokey on it with me. When I'm alone, the shit is a rant fest. It's just me ranting about the news. So I love it when I got the ticket here and I got Smokey nice here early because then the whole show just flows. You know what I'm saying? But I was thinking about canceling this show and maybe making this one the last episode. If not, next month is going to hold the last episode. So I want to start a new show, and I want to name that one called The Public Breakdown. I want to call it The Public Breakdown because we're going to talk about all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? Not only are we going to talk about the weed and all that, but we're going to talk about current affairs and all kinds of stupid shit. So I kind of wanted to change it from the D420 show because every time I wind up alone in the show, I don't mention a goddamn thing about me. Because I'm just too busy ranting about the fucking news. And it just don't make no damn sense doing it. So I'm thinking about changing it. And what I'm doing, instead of doing it on this live talk, doing it directly through the YouTube so that we can Skype and we can have everybody's face on there as well. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be like an open chat Skype. I like that a lot better too. So I'm going to debate that, you know what I'm saying? If I don't decide to get it started by next week, you know, we'll do the blog talk for another month and then we'll start switching over. But I would like to go into the public breakdown. That way we can break down all kinds of shit. We can talk about all kinds of motherfuckers on this shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, give them our opinions and how we break it down. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see how that goes soon.
Hey, I got a special goodbye from somebody, or a special hello from somebody to you.
Okay.
Shinoy.
Uh-oh. Miss Tax Preparer.
I saw her today.
No.
And we had a nice chat. And she said to tell you hello.
Wasn't she the one that did the hair?
Well, there was two. There was the little skinny one with the eyes that went all over the place. And then there was Shinar, she was the big girl. She did my show. She came in and did it, as a matter of fact.
So anyway.
You told me I told something coming soon.
Yeah, and I will see her soon.
What about Mustang Bay?
She's doing my taxes. I didn't see her
before.
You saw her, how
her
long?
Her health is still on and off.
Well, it's like her fucking making
for not work. But she was feeling good when I saw her. Yeah, we sat outside her backyard and burned a little bit. Had a nice little chat. I had a beer. I'd been drinking all day. I'd had a bad day. I had been drinking for about 8 hours, so I was feeling no pain.
You had a bad day?
You
drinking 8 hours?
No.
Well, I was in a better place then.
This motherfucker had 8 hours to drink, and somebody had a bad day. Some would say that's a pretty fucking good day, 8 hours.
Well, from 3 in the morning till 11 in the morning, it wasn't so good. But after that, it got really good. You know,
I got 18 hours.
Yeah, it did average out. I guess I worked 8 hours, drank 8 hours. So, you know.
I don't know how the fuck I'm going to stay drunk for 8 hours. I guess I smoked for 8 hours.
I bet I ate 100 chicken wings.
Moderation.
Yeah, I was on the pot all day the next morning.
Moderation. Whoever hears that anymore. All right, so hopefully none of my plane rides crash. Hopefully I don't get robbed in Atlanta. Hopefully some bitch don't fucking rape me. You still gonna hopefully, because you never know. This is the man. It's almost like Miami. You don't know if it's a bitch. Alright, so we're just gonna hope nothing happens to Air Live, man. I hope everything's good. So that way we'll be back Thursday. You know, say having a good ass time. So let's get up out of here. I wanna thank my brother, Smokey Joe. I wanna thank my other brother, Steve Stoner, and I wanna thank Melody for just being a bitter bitch to me. I don't know any other person that can be so bitter. Or even say that I'm a bitter motherfucker. I don't even know how you become a bitter bitch. I make you laugh. You know what? I'm not even a bitter. Thank you for helping out, you know, giving out your opinion. Because I'm sure there's other motherfuckers that got the same opinion that you. I just don't understand why the fuck you got that opinion. But anyway, we don't get the fuck up out of here. It's your boy Ant Live. I'm going to NRA, yo. I'm going to NRA. I hope I win a gun. I hope I get a gun. I hope they're going to steal my gun. I hope the shooting is a gun. All right? I'm going to catch y'all next week. Your boy Ant Live, Smokin' Joe, Steve Stoner, and Melody. And we ain't getting the fuck up out of here.
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops.
I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the alley. I'm your doctor when you need, want some coke, have some weed. You know me, I'm your friend, your main boy, thick and thin. I'm your pusher man.
Fueled by Ant Live Comedy, powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who's been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/the D420 show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/the D420 show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happiness. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.